This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I was going to say he's a newer member of the Saints, but he's been here before, left for a year, went to San Francisco, now back in the black and gold, Isaac Yiadom. Isaac, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for welcoming me back.
Isaac, I told this story to Charlie before we get into Saints stuff. We had about five or six of us that have covered the Senior Bowl for a long time. And I've been doing this 40 years, scouting. So that means I've done it a little while. So we were talking about guys, the impression of them in their final days of college, and then you go to the Senior Bowl. Who raised himself up the most in that time frame? And when you can raise yourself up an entire round, man, you have really done something. You went with a group of guys from Boston College that year. You go to the Senior Bowl, and with from the Monday through the Thursday, you raise yourself up more than one round. And so for guys that maybe contemplate this each and every year, the Senior Bowl was so important. One, it showed off your skill set as a player, how smart you were, how versatile you were. And I think that your name got brought up in every conversation as one of the guys that made that leap once you finished up at Boston College and then going to Mobile.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I remember that like it was yesterday, too. I just kept going. I wasn't going to quit. I knew that I had nothing to lose and everything to prove. So I was just trying to go against the top guys. I knew I could do it, and just going out there working hard and trying to finish the whole entire week. And that's just my motto, just trying to finish my football career, trying to finish every single play, trying to finish every single game, and that's just what I try to do.
Isaac, one of the things in playing for Brandon Staley, he's got a variety of different looks defensively. So for someone who's maybe not familiar with the looks that he gives you, sort of give him a little maybe detailed kind of spotlight on some of the things that Brandon Staley really brings to the table as a defensive coach.
Yeah, you know, he's coached a bunch of guys. You know, he was on the Broncos, coached OLBs for a while, on the Rams as their DC, Chargers defense, and he helped helped us in the back end in San Fran last year. So he's seen a lot of defense. He shows you a bunch of different looks. I'm grateful to have played in the system for a couple years. I've been with him a couple times, and this will be my third time with him. So it's a little bit of flavor of everything that he mixes up into it. You know, we get a chance sometimes to adjust week by week or just get a chance to do what we do best. So I'm excited to see what he brings to his defense.
Yeah, Isaac, the one thing that keeps popping up every time people talk with us about Brandon Staley is the analytical mind that he really is. And, you know, maybe some people kind of criticized him when he was the head coach of the Chargers for relying a little bit too much on analytics. But I just want to get your thoughts on your relationship with him. As you mentioned, this is the third spot that you spent with him as a coach under his tutelage. So,
yeah, I mean, if you actually understand football and you listen to him talk, it always makes sense, and he'll never tell a lie, and he'll tell you that. He'll say, I'll never tell you a lie if you trust me. So last year when he was working with us, you know, the corners and the nickels, he would explain so much stuff to us, offenses to us, and everything he would say is true. You know what I mean? It might sound a lot sometimes, and it sounds like analytics, but it's just the facts most of the time. And he understands the game of football. He understands offenses really well, And I'm excited to see what his defense can do against opposing offenses this year.
Isaac, one of the things, he understands football, but you understand it. Man, if you can play this outside corner and you're involved in nickel dime sets like you've been involved with and you play on special teams, man, if you wanted to be a coach one day, and I don't know what your aspirations are after football, you could do that too.
Man, hopefully I can get a job as one. So make sure you keep my name in your mind.
Playing special teams, that was something that keeps you in the league for a lot of players. In talking to them, maybe things don't work out, and sometimes people don't get it that it's the right fit sometimes for a player. But special teams kept you breathing in this league. It really did. And I think that's a big part of, one, they want you out on the edge covering receivers, but also the helpful part of, you know, special teams so well.
Yes, sir. I've played a lot of special team snaps in my career, something I embrace, but I think at the end of the day, it's all just football. Like, the best special teams players are just football players at the end of the day. And I remember maybe in 2022 when I was with New Orleans, Coach Rizzi one time asked us in a room, he said, "Do you know who the best jammer, like on punt return, the corner?" He said, "Do you know who the best jammer is in the NFL?" Nobody knew. And he said, "Jalen Ramsey." And it's not a coincidence that he's also the best corner in the NFL. So that really stuck with me. You know what I mean? Like, the best corners, Patrick Peterson, he's the best at blocking field goals. Some of the best corners are the best special teamers. So I just always try to go out there and not just see that special teams, but just another part of playing football.
Isaac, coming back to New Orleans, 2023 season was the one that stood out. You have 14 passes defended, which was a career high, and 17 games played. You were one of the best ranked cornerbacks via PFF in that 2023 season, and you know that kind of got you to the 49ers. But coming back to New Orleans, where you're obviously comfortable, you've been here before, you've been in the organization, and you've had success here. I mean, talk a little bit about the three-year extension that you signed with the Saints.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that. I know that somewhere it's where I wanted to be. I just wanted to just be able to play football and not worry about anything else and be somewhere where I felt comfortable. And I was just, you know, ultimately happy. And that's somewhere where I was happy when I played here. And I'm really happy to get back into this room with these guys like Alante Taylor, who's left, because that's one of the most competitive guys I've ever met and played with. And when I say it's like contagious, like, it literally brings the best out of everybody else. So I think me being in that room will be great for Tay, and I know that him being in that room and Tyran being in that room, everybody just is hungry and just feeds off of each other.
You brought up Coach Rizzi, who's now in Denver with Coach Sean Payton, but you also got to work with Phil Galliano. So your thoughts on working with Coach Galliano, who he was kind of in the backdrop because, you know, Rizzi's personality, you know, he kind of overshadows everything. But now you get to work with Coach Galliano again on special teams.
For sure. I'm excited about that. And I was talking about it earlier. He was one of the first people to text me when he found out I had a chance to come back. So I'm super excited for him in a new position, and I'm excited to, you know, get back doing what I do best, playing on defense and playing opposite of JT, just trying to make some plays.
One of the things that's a little bit changed throughout your time frame in the NFL, they had a few guys that could really run the ball at quarterback. I mean, Lamar Jackson, he is who he is. But now you got all these guys coming out of the college ranks that all could really run the ball when they need to and have to. How much pressure does that put on a secondary? Because you're trying to cover your guy downfield. And a lot of times you have your back turned to that quarterback when he takes off and run. How challenging is that for a secondary guy when you see people across the league, if it's Jalen Hurts or, man, Josh Allen, he looks like a lumberjack, but that dude can run with the ball. Now Jaden Daniels, those type individuals that can kind of be that dual guy. Now, you don't want to run too much in the NFL because they take your head off, but you got to learn how to slide. But how challenging is that for a defensive back?
Yeah, I always say that's why you got to be cool with the D linemen. So when they don't get the rush done, you can cut them out and they won't take it personal. But actually, though, it's pretty tough. That's the new game for sure, and it makes football fun. Like, I love playing against a quarterback like that that can run. But, you know, sometimes if you're trying to stop that, you kind of lose a guy in the rush, and you got to cover for a little bit longer. But at the end of the day, that's our job. That's what we get paid for. So I don't really think about that too much. You know that you got to plaster and cover a little bit longer with guys like that. But, you know, you got to know your opponent and who you're going against that week, and you just try to go out there and execute.
You guys had a lot of injuries last year in San Francisco, and they weren't the same team as they were the year before. And when you lose key people on both sides of the football, man, it takes its toll. Okay, people say, well, injuries are excuse. Well, if it's that many, like what the Saints had, what San Francisco had, it's just not an excuse. All this stuff about next man up, that's great in the locker room, but normally the next man, he ain't as good as the guy that you got to replace him with that's left the field. And that was really challenging last year for the 49ers.
For sure, yeah. When I was with them last year, we don't like to make excuses. At the end of the day, I felt like we let a lot of games get away from us early, and, you know, a team with such high hopes and high expectations coming off a Super Bowl loss the year before, you know, I just kind of got to a point where everybody was looking for answers, and sometimes you just forget to just do your job. They got a good thing going over there. They got a bunch of young players that are ready to play, so I think they'll be fine and do their thing this year. But, you know, sometimes you just got to find a way to regroup, and I think we just kind of let that slip away from us last year a little bit.
Isaac, you're coming back to New Orleans. You have a bunch of connections with some of the players that are still here. I want to get your thoughts on the leadership on the defense specifically. Some of the guys, I know you're bringing in some veteran leadership as well, but the really older guys like Tyrann Mathieu and Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, the stalwarts that are still on the Saints defense, your connection with those guys and the veteran leadership they provide the Saints defense.
Yeah, I'm excited to work with those guys. You know, they ain't no better leader like Cam, DD, and Tyrann. You know what I mean? They all with their position groups accountable, and like I always say, we just gonna get our swag back, get back to playing how the Saints defense play, and just go from there.
Isaac, thanks so much for joining us. I was telling this to Jonah Williams. We had him on in the 4 o'clock hour. Man, you ain't tasted food like you gonna taste it when you're here in New Orleans. Now, you're used to it, so you knew how to push that plate aside when you full. I told Jonah, be careful. Mm-hmm. Because when you come here and you're a big man, man, it's hard to walk away from that good food.
Yes, sir, but that's one thing I'm excited about. I'm going to eat good.
Thanks so much, Isaac. I appreciate you joining us here on Sports Talk today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Isaac Yiadom, man, terrific guy. Talk about a super smart guy. And basically, that's what somewhat jumps out at you, of his intelligence, and to be able to play that outside corner, to be able to play in the nickel, play in the dime, play on special teams. You got to soak all that in pretty quickly. Isaac does a fantastic job. Great to see him back, Mike, in the black and gold.
Real quick, as I mentioned with PFF, Yiadom ranked top 10 in coverage percentage, lowest step of separation percentage, and lowest open percentage in the league in 2023. He was the only cornerback in the league that season to rank top 10 in all three lists. That's via the Saints article, kind of getting to know Isaac Yiadom ahead of his return. He had a great season in 2023. I'm really looking forward to seeing him back in the black and gold.
So am I.